Thank you for listening to Deadpan number 50. I have been Jack Mangan. Deadpan is the way. You guys rock. Shirtless Ozzy, I love you all. Shirtless Ozzy. Join us next week for episode number 51. I'm not coming back after the music. Our worlds are drifting apart. No, that's not it.
You ignorant simp.
The preceding program is part of the Farpoint Media family of podcasts. To find out more about Farpoint Media and the many other podcasts available, visit www.farpointmedia.net. A world of audio wonder awaits you there.
You've really got your shit together. Jack Mangan, you've got your shit together. Spherical Tomy, 16 pieces at a time. Dark Moon Fire, each story is divine. Mangan, you've got your shit together.
Shadows is pleased.
M.
Hello, this is Amy Bowen. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Deadpan is the way.
So we do something around here called the Greasy Jelly Bean Game. Each week, the Deadpan episodes get lots of comments. Basically, in a nutshell, the game is to predict how many comments a given episode will have by midnight of the Wednesday following its release. Whoever comes the closest gets a greasy jelly bean point. And the first person to get 2 points wins the greasy jelly bean prize, which is actually just the same as the greasy spoon prize, which was... Yeah, I know it's lame, but it's a dinner with me at a diner, okay? You know, we used to say a specific diner, which we won't mention that anymore. Just a meal with me, you know, that I can afford. I guess there is fine print, but, you know... The fine print doesn't end up with either one of us getting screwed. It's just a fun game, for fuck's sake. So anyway, the predictions for this week... Well, okay, I'll say this. At the moment, on Wednesday evening, with about 3.5 hours to go before we do the final tally, we have 564 comments. Yeah, kind of a light week. The predictions for the week, we had 691. Someone guessed 811. 825, 790, 750, 599, 443, 835, 813. As of right now, I guess our 599 predictor has the best chance of winning. We'll take another look in 3.5 hours and see if there is a comment flurry. But if not, then she will get the greasy jelly bean point for the day. Yes, she.
Bob Nerdly is a real Geico Insurance customer, not an actor. To help him with his message, we've hired professional voice actor John Bell.
I was having problems downloading my podcast.
In a world where critical information has to get through.
I went to chuckchat.com and clicked on TechNRum and gave it a listen. Tech, science, sci-fi, interviews, it was great.
A new wind was beginning to blow.
Chuck and Craig are funny, informative. I don't know what I would have done without them.
In the fight for justice, 2 men stood up to help those in need.
Geico Insurance. Only available by listening to Technorama at chuckchat.com.
Feed your inner geek. My throat is starting to hurt.
Hey, Jack Mangan, this is the Wander Wolf from Wander Radio. I just got finished watching Stranger Things, and they did, on their initial show, they did a video version of Scott Sigler's Sacred Cow. I must be totally geeking out because, one, I spotted a picture of Scott Sigler on the desk of the father, and I'm trying to figure out why, and then on closer inspection, that picture has chicken scissors. And if you're anybody's familiar with the chicken scissors, or not familiar, go back and listen to Infection. And our friend T. Morris is also in it. Scott also makes an appearance. I'm just so totally geeking out. And the story was so well done, too. It's amazing. Well, just thought I'd call and let you know. Talk to you later.
We interrupt this deadpan broadcast to bring you this totally unrelated kitchen.
Hey, Jack, it's Scott from Kalamazoo. I have heard your cry for content. You really want to know what's in my freezer? Well, let's take a look, shall we? I've got some ice cubes, 2 1-pound packages of ground sirloin. I've got half a bag of Ore-Ida Crispy Crowns. I've got a full bag of Ore-Ida Extra Crispy Golden Crinkles Fries. A box of Vandy Camp Fish Sticks. A box of traditional Bavarian pretzels. Various assorted boxes of my wife's Morningstar Farms sausage patties and so forth. It's vegetarian stuff. A bag of Eggo apple cinnamon waffles. A box of garlic toast. A half a box of Johnsonville brats. We've got a half a box of brown and surf maple sausage. Several blue freezer things that you throw in your coolers. Got some chopped spinach. Oh, more garlic toast. I didn't realize I've got 2 of them. How nice. Some broccoli cuts. Some mixed broccoli and cauliflower. Some regular cauliflower. Weight Watchers giant vanilla fudge ice cream cones. And actually, they're not too bad. Only 4 grams of fat, 140 calories, and they taste pretty good. A half gallon, partially eaten, of Breyer Light Creamy Chocolate ice cream. 2 fudge ice cream bars. An Old Orchard grape juice concentrate thing. Some more blue stuff. And last but not least, half a bag of stuffed cheese raviolis. And that would do it for the contents of my freezer.
Oh my god. What happened to the pants? They're all dead. The pants are dead. I'm stuck with dead pants. Can anybody help me? Jack Mangan, can you help me? Deadpan. Deadpan Podcast. Host, Jack Mangan. Yeah.
How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Oh, here we go. How are you doing? Oh, yeah, you're doing good. I'm looking fine right there. Look at you right there. Look at you looking at you right there. Look, oh, I almost got glory right there. I'll tell you what. I like it a lot.
Woe to you of Smurf and Snork Undersea. For Gargamel sends his cat with wrath, because he knows you're blue and short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the Smurfs. For it is a Smurfy number. Its number is.
Hello, Deadpan. It's Amy Bowen. I'm leaving this message on March 14th.
3:14. Happy Pi Day, everybody. Today I was working with my records, like I do 4 days a week, and I thought, my records have they're 10-inch records, so the radius, R, is 5 inches. So their area is 5 squared, 25, times pi, which is approximately 78.5 square inches, which seems like a lot, but, well, that such are the mysteries of pi. Have a happy Pi Day. Bye-bye.
Stolen from the 80s.
Hey, Scott from Kalamazoo with more 80s lyrics. I woke up in the morning, I'm still flat on my back. Couldn't move a muscle like I had a heart attack. The night was wild and woolly, didn't think I'd make it through it. 'Cause loving you is a dirty job, and I'm the man to do it. You put me through the ringer and hung me out to dry. You licked me off your fingers just like a piece of pie. You break my heart in pieces, but I got the glue to glue it. Girl, loving you's a dirty job, and I'm the man to do it. Rat, loving you is a dirty job.
They tell us that we lost our tails evolving up from little snails. I say, it's all just wind and sails. Are we not men? We are Devo.
Hello, Jack Mangan. It's Jessica. Just driving along, figured I would call and say that I love Jack Mangan's deadpan. Deadpan for life.
What does
Jack Mangan
look like?
Deadpan?
What country are you from?
Deadpan?
Deadpan! There ain't no country I ever heard of. They speak
haikus in deadpan?
What?
Haikus!
Motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yes!
Then you know what I'm saying.
Yes!
Describe what
Jack Mangan
looks like.
Deadpan?
Say
deadpan!
Again! Say
deadpan!
Again! I dare you! I double dare you, motherfucker! Say
deadpan!
One more goddamn time!
He's black!
Go on!
He's bald!
Does he look like a bitch?
Deadpan?
Does he look like a bitch?
No!
Second Life Notes is music in Second Life. Second Life Notes is the arts. Second Life Notes is culture. Second Life Notes is lifestyle. Second Life Notes is the podcast you must listen to if you want to know what's going on, culturally speaking, in Second Life. SecondLifeNotes.com.
E.
You are listening to the Deadpan Podcast. You are calm and relaxed. All tensions and excess excitability are draining from your body. You feel like leaving a comment on the Deadpan page or sending in a segment for the next Deadpan show. Now.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's a brick house. She's got the looks that kill. Show me, show me, show me how you do that trick. She said, I knew right from the beginning that you would end up winning. Here's to the losers. She has the blood of reptile just underneath her skin. She came to me with a serpent's kiss as the eye of the sun rose on her lips. She's a rainbow. She loves you, yeah, yeah, yeah. She bop. She sells sanctuary. She talks to angels. Whoa, 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 she's a lady. Oh, oh, Sheila. Higher, higher, feel the fire. She burns at the stake like a witch. She'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. She walks with a bell clock round her neck so all the hippies think she's in with time. She bangs. She takes a swing, but she can't hit. All I wanted was a Pepsi, and she wouldn't give it to me. She's only 17. She's sexy and 17. See that girl, watch that scene, dig in the dancing queen. That girl's a super freak. 42, 39, 56, you could say she's got it all. She's like the wind. You never know, she could be earning her man, and learning her man, and at the same time burning her man. She's a man-eater. My Sherry Moore, lovely as a summer's day. Shame, 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 shame on me forever loving you. The Sharif don't like it, shock the monkey. La shmoove, no we don't got nothing to prove. Shattered shadooby. Boom, shalock, lock, boom. Ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along, ling-long. Shout, shout, let it all out. Shine on, you crazy diamond. I'm just talking about Shaft.
Hello, this is John Klecko. Gosh, I'm nervous. Calling to tell Mr. Mangan what a great show he has. You have a great show, Mr. Mangan. Golly. And in the immortal words of Theodore Roosevelt, the worst of all fears is the fear of living. Great grooving peacocks. Isn't that the truth?
Hey, Jack, it's Paul from Des Moines calling. Sorry I didn't get this to you in time for your next episode. I was hoping to get this out in your the one that went out today, March, what is this, the 8th, I guess. But I'm currently road tripping out of Des Moines to somewhere to central Illinois, and I was intending to call it the contents of my fridge, but seeing as I'm not at my fridge right now to actually call it the contents of said fridge, I figured I'd call with the contents of my car. Well, obviously I'm in my car right now, as are half a dozen little pens and pencils and random change. I have plugged into my cigarette lighter a trans dock to my iPod, which is currently broadcasting on the FM band. Plugged into my aux power, I have an in-car GPS unit, a couple of floor mats, which kind of, need to be cleaned, clipboard with directions and other information for the road trip, my backpack, my coat, a pillow, my briefcase with my computer and other miscellaneous crap in it, the window scraper, very important these days, especially in the Midwest, obligatory steering wheel, gear shift, things like that, obviously. The trunk of my car, see if I can do this off the top of my head, got my supply bin, a sleeping bag, my backpack with my clothes for the trip in it, and, oh yeah, a lot of beer. Anyway, that's about it, and I'll catch you later. Keep it real, keep it dead, Dan.
And so, at 12 midnight, the number of posts at Deadpan was 581. The closest was the 599, and the winner then for this week, the Greasy Jellybean point, goes to Jessica. Again, Jessica got it last week, she gets it this week. So Jessica's ended the contest. Damn it, Jessica. Well, congratulations, Jessica. You get, at some point in the future, you and whoever else you want to bring will get some, I don't know, Grand Slam or whatever you want to get at the diner. You can join Alvi and Andrea and me as well, since they won the Greasy Spoon contest of the past. However, since Jessica tried to ruin it for everyone by ending it so quickly, I'd say let's just keep it going into the future. Next week, feel free to keep your guesses coming. And I'm just kidding, Jessica didn't ruin anything. Keep your guesses coming, and we'll determine another winner. Or, you know, Jessica, you can keep playing. You know, I guess if you get it again, then you win dessert. So when Eric Clapton sang, "She don't like, she don't like, she don't like cocaine," was he referring to the illegal stimulant or the bland 70s classic rock song?
The past never dies. It only sleeps. In a solitary station on the fringe of known space, the past is beginning to stir, and when it wakes, Crescent Station will be as the belly of the beast.
We shouldn't be in here.
I know that. I can't get the door open.
Hurry, please.
I'm trying. I can hardly see.
Open it.
I'm trying.
Hurry.
I know.
I don't think we're alone in here. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Crescent is the debut podcast novel by Phil Rossi, coming spring 2007 to a podcatcher near you. To subscribe, visit www.crescentstation.net. Some places are far darker than deep space. Crescent, coming spring 2007 to a podcatcher near you.
Lions and tigers and...
The Deadpan.
Oh my!
Lions and tigers and...
The Deadpan.
Oh my!
Hey, welcome to Deadpan number 50. I am your host, Jack Mangan, a.k.a. Hannibal. No, not the cannibal or the legendary general, Hannibal from the A-Team. And I just want to say thanks right up front to everyone who contributed great content to this episode. Deadpan rocks. Deadpan for life. Deadpan is the motherfucking way. I suppose this is a milestone, right?
Yay.
50?
God, I'm so excited.
Well, I never could have imagined that the Deadpan community would have grown into such a wonderful exchange of ideas and friendship and support and laughs and just dirty jokes and insights and cleverness and just cool people and smart people coming together and being there for each other. I mean, that's what a community is all about. And so for those of you who only listen to the show, who don't pay too much attention to the happenings at the website, www.jackmangan.com, you know, we do talk a lot in the comments, hence the comments games. One of the discussions in one of the posts was about the classic 70s sci-fi movie called Zardoz, starring Sean Connery, and I actually just watched it last night. A bunch of us are watching it together, and we have other podcasters who are involved, and we're going to all watch Zardoz together, though separately, and do a little something about it, probably in the next episode. It's actually all kind of up in the air as we're figuring out our plans, but if you're interested in just in playing along, then check out the movie Zardoz. It really shouldn't be missed. It's unique, if nothing else. And for what it's worth, I really enjoyed it. And this here is just another cool thing that we in the Deadpan community have bonded and rallied around. And it really had a lot to do with just Alvy and also Ditto talking about it on the comments pages. So those guys were the seeds of this, and do with that what you will. So in this episode you're about to hear, I have lots of great content, lots from you guys, but you know what? Keep it coming. The variety and the great ideas that you guys have, and just everything that just really, really helps to make the show. So you can submit stuff to me through Skype. SphericalJack M is my ID. That's not the preferred method. The preferred method would be you can either phone stuff in to the voicemail line. That's 206-350-TOMI, 206-350-8664. Or just send me an email, jack@jackmangan.com. You know, send me files, send me sound files. Stolen lyrics, dumbass memories, the contents of your fridge, the contents of your car, contents of your ear. No. Belly button? No, not that either. You know, or whatever. Okay, so I've babbled long enough. I want to get into a little something-something that actually grew out of this great community and grew out of the comments pages. And something that just really makes me proud. I can't listen to it without just a big cheesy grin. I know it's not very deadpan, but, you know, really, I'm touched and honored and thrilled that the community came together and put together something called Night Before Deadpan, based upon just the whole deadpan experience. And you know what? There are lots of voices contributing to it. I don't say that as a spoiler, but just as a testament to just what a great job everyone's done pulling this thing together. And especially, you know, I know I started with a few of the girls posting together on Deadpan one night when none of the guys were around. But you know what? Chris from Tempe has just done a great job kind of directing this, and Wander Wolf of the Wander Radio podcast did a very nice job editing it all together. And so without further ado, I give you The Night Before Deadpan.
'Twas the night before Deadpan, and all through the bar, only the ladies were present, and that's quite bizarre. The saucepans were placed on the stovetop with care, in hopes that Jack Mangan soon would be there.
The men were sleeping all snug in their beds, as visions of Deadpan danced in their heads. To this busy Wednesday I said, "That's a wrap," and I settled myself for a short winter's nap.
When out in the bar there rose such a clatter, I sprang from the booth to see what was the matter. I ran through the barroom and opened the door. Could it be that a new episode was in store?
The music on the jukebox, its beat throbbing low, sets a tone to the night, which is easy to know.
When what to our wondering eyes do appear, first Jack and then Hugh were suddenly there.
With a short quip, so lively and quick, Jack spread his love, but was gone in a jiff. More rapid than tribbles, his content it grew. He planned, then recorded, each segment anew.
Now earbuds, now dumbass, now stories and music. On contents of fridges and stolen rap lyrics. In the dead of the night, Deadpan Jack's come to call. Now download it, download it, download it, all.
Up to the new feed, all the Deadpanites they flew, to download with Juice, Jay Potter, and iTunes. Then in a twinkling, Firsties is claimed, and Alvy and Dre provide a play-by-play.
With humor so wry and a wit that is dry, Deadpan makes us all laugh till we cry. Attending to work, I turn briefly away, and the comment board explodes, leaving me in dismay.
Intro babble to start, and a promo or two, then a quick mashup follows, an interview. Bumpers abound, and we hear Deadpan haiku, unrelated thoughts, and who is winning Greasy Spoon.
The Alvinator's buttons tempt us, so shiny and red. Jeremy keeps us waiting for more fruit, must we beg? Andrea always swoons for skinny puppy. We share our joys and pains in this community.
We all lounge about, bereft of our clothes, distracted by double entendres we compose. Jack sneaks about as we grow pug and tease, and he stuffs really big things into our deadpan tees.
The hour grew late in the east on that eve. With the episode up, it was now time to leave. But I heard Jack monotone ere he left for the day.
Good night, Mush. Deadpan is the way. H.
Our worlds are drifting apart. Your light is turning to dark. A pitch black green. This empty meaningless life. Darkness envelops the light. Love resembles strand me here in this night. My star on your satellite. My desolate heart turns black. No clouds, no moon, and no wind. The sun doesn't shine on my skin. A world without a loneliness void, I'm immersed. Center of my universe. That's what you strand me here in this night. My star on your satellite. Show. Oh, but now I stand here all alone. My desolate heart turns black. Oh. Oh. Look right into your eyes, see we're in different lives. took away the tried to replace you so soon. But the others were like the moon. A pale reflex, strand me here in this night. My star on your satellite. Stand here where sunlight once shone. But now I stand here all alone. My desolate heart turns black. My wounds are cold at this place. The sun doesn't shine on my face. Black hole devours my heart. You've left me alone in the dark.
Yes, M-E-H, meh.